Well, thank you very much, Matt. And stay with us, because a different story caught my attention this week. The BBC website, along with many, many other media outlets, reported that users of the popular internet browser, Internet Explorer, had a lower IQ than users of alternative browsers such as Chrome and Firefox and Safari. And this got an awful lot of play. A lot of users of Firefox, Chrome and Safari, I think, spread this story around. And it seemed a bit suspicious to me. And then we were discussing it just before we came into the studio, Matt, and apparently the BBC called you for your expert advice on the story. What did you tell them?
Well, I was one of the mathematicians that they checked with, which is very good of them. All my normal PR alarm bells went off because it came from the PR wing of a company. And as I pointed out, it had a self-selecting sample.
Yeah.
So I raised my usual, it looks like a PR press release, bit of statistics, and I'd be very cautious.
But nevertheless, they ran with the story.
They did, and they spoke to more eminent mathematicians than me, as you saw David Spiegelhalter.
He's a friend of more or less, David Spiegelhalter, professor for the public understanding of risk at Cambridge University. And they did quote David Spiegelhalter.
Yes, I got trumped.
And when David Spiegelhalter basically says it's nonsense, because, or at least it's highly suspicious, because the intelligence they're reporting for Internet Explorer users is about 80, which is actually extremely low. I mean, these are people who really would have trouble functioning in front of a computer full stop. What struck me as strange is you told them it was suspicious. David Spiegelhalter told them it was suspicious. To their credit, they asked you and they published David Spiegelhalter's response.
Exactly.
But nevertheless, they went ahead and published the story. And then there was a twist. A day or so later, they withdrew the story, replaced the story, because it turns out the PR company itself doesn't seem to exist. The whole thing seems to have been a hoax. Now, what do you make of that?
I think this is great, because when one of these press releases comes out, they ask a few people, but the story still runs, regardless of how dubious the data may be. And obviously, this is all different media outlets. On this occasion, the company happened to not exist. And at that point, they had to pull the press release. But to be honest, there are countless other equally dubious press releases that have been turned into stories that are still out there.
So the BBC appears to think the only crime is to be a non-existent public
given
relations.
Yeah, if you exist, you can make up some data, and that's fine, I guess.
Okay, well, Matt Parker, the stand-up mathematician, thank you very much.
Pleasure as always.